The message of Easter is really quite simple. Jesus is alive. Jesus, the same Jesus who was crucified, dead, and buried, is alive, and he continues to be with his friends. It's that simple. But it's so contrary to everything we expect that it's hard for us to take it in. It's hard for the first disciples to take it in too. Confusion and misunderstanding are their first reactions on Easter morning. Mary and maybe a few other women find an open tomb where they expected to find a closed one. And their first thought is that someone has stolen the body. We will say more about the role of those women in a moment. But when two male disciples in time reach the tomb, they see the wrappings from the body lying there. And the text says that one of them believed, but still they do not understand. And then they merely go back home. Maybe they go back home to try to understand what they have seen. Anyhow, Mary remains at the tomb, weeping, she thinks, for the loss of her master and friend. Even when she has a vision of angels where Jesus had been laid, she still thinks that she's looking for a dead body. When she sees a man standing by, she assumes him to be the gardener and asks again where the body is. And then the word Jesus speaks, Mary, Mary, her name, breaks through her grief, and she recognizes the presence of her beloved master and teacher. The fog of confusion for the first time begins to clear, at least for Mary. Jesus now sends her back to the male disciples to bring them up to speed, and she brings her message to them. Now let me point out something that I, as a man, would just as soon pass over, and many preachers for 2,000 years have passed it over. When Jesus was crucified, who among the disciples stands by to the bitter end? The women. Who comes to the tomb at first light on Easter morning to care for the body? Mary Magdalene and probably a few other women. Who first sees the risen Jesus? Mary and maybe her women friends. Who is sent by Jesus to tell the male disciples what they had found? You should be identifying the pattern by now. It's the women who are sent to the other disciples. And to be sent on a mission, by definition, is to be an apostle. Mary Magdalene has been called the apostle to the apostles. And this is exactly what she is. How on earth did the church ever get the idea that males should have a monopoly on leadership in Christ's church? The fact that the leadership role of women in the church has been a matter of controversy is a testimony to how far the church has conformed itself to the mores and prejudices of society. Now be sure that Mary and the other women are as confused by their discovery of an empty tomb as the men are. What is it that opens the eyes of Mary and the others? The simple word that Jesus speaks. Mary. Mary. Her name. Mary. Spoken in tones of love and acceptance. You see, love is the key here. It is love that keeps the woman at the cross until the bitter end. It is love that brings them to the tomb at first light. It is love that keeps Mary standing by the empty tomb after Peter and the other disciple have left, still seeking, she thinks, for the Master's body. The love that fills the voice of Jesus as he calls her by name tells her that he accepts her and he returns her love. This is the key. Jesus still loves her. This love is the bond between Jesus and his followers that death cannot break. On the first Easter, it is Mary's love, not her understanding, that opens the way for the story to unfold. In her love, she remains standing by the empty tomb. When she hears Jesus call her by name, she knows that he accepts and returns her love. Then and only then does she begin to understand what is happening. Love leads to understanding. It can happen no other way. Those who do not love will never understand the Easter story. Well, does this emphasis on Mary's love mean that the men in the Easter story, Peter and that other disciple, do not love Jesus? I don't think so. Look at it this way. We men often have trouble acknowledging our emotions and following us and trusting ourselves to follow the leading of those emotions. We men had rather be doing things. We prefer analyzing and understanding to following the intuition of our hearts. And when it comes to expressing our emotions, we are hopeless. Men, just ask any woman about this if you have any questions. So the male disciples do love Jesus, but they are slower to let their love lead them than are the women. The men need the insight that comes through Mary's extravagant love of Jesus to blow open their logical male view of reality and allow them to take in the news of Easter. Jesus is alive. Jesus is with us to draw us into the circle of his love now and forever. Oh, yes. We do have powers of reason, and we need to use them to understand what we believe as much as we are able. But history shows us again and again the danger of reason when it is not modulated and guided by a heart of love. Reason alone does not bring us wisdom. Reason alone does not give us the comfort we cry for in our times of loss and pain and death. All of us face or will face our own version of Good Friday. And what we need then is not reason alone, but the comfort that comes when we know that we are loved and held in the circle of a love that is greater than we can understand. Mary heard Jesus call her by name with the voice of love. Then she was ready to go and do what the Lord needed her to do that day. May you and I hear the same voice of the living Christ today. And may we be ready to offer our love in return to the living Lord who has gone ahead of us into the world. Amen and amen.